Blessed be the name of the Lord. Shalom, my precious dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I want to thank the Lord for this time of fellowship, this time of life that He has blessed all of us with today. I want to thank the Lord for the life that we all have received from the Lord, who is our life. For there is only one life, one God, one Spirit, one truth, one groom, and one bride. As I speak, let's all rejoice in the name of the Lord, in the word of God, that we are one in Him. Amen. Praise the Lord. By God's grace, for this week, I will be sharing on the topic that the Lord has blessed me with just today. I was packing my clothes and keeping in a bag to move from one place to another for a journey that I had to take. So as I was preparing my bag, I took one of my shirts and I was folding the shirt. Then I placed it in the bag. Then I found another shirt, which I had to fold it in a different way. Then another t-shirt, a different way, and a towel, a different manner. Then I placed all of them inside the bag and it was fitting nicely because I had to fold them in a way that it can accommodate each other inside the same bag. Then I took the lost shirt and I looked at it and I was thinking, by God's grace, with this blessed thought, this one single piece of cloth has to be folded into multiple folds so that this large flat shape of a shirt can reach a small compact form, a shape, another image and another form. But if I unfold it, it will be restored back to its original shape, which is the flat form of the shirt. But if I fold it, it will become a small compact version of the same cloth. But in truth, if I fold the shirt, let's say 5 times, it is not going to make the shirt into 5 pieces or 5 more shirts, but rather it is one shirt. It will remain as that one shirt, that one cloth, that one piece of garment. But it can be folded into multiple times, depends on what I want to do. Then I thank the Lord. I felt this peace in my heart that this is the topic that I will be sharing for this week. One fold is the blessed thought. The Lord humbled me today, and by the grace of God, this is what I will be sharing. And I humbly request you all to keep me in your prayers, that the Lord will bless all of us in His word. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 14. Let's all turn our scriptures to John chapter 10, verse 14. The Lord is speaking here. In this gospel, He says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and I am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. And other sheep I have. Verse 16. Let's all deeply receive it in our heart. verse 16. And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold. Them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What a powerful verse from the powerful voice of our Good Shepherd. Verse 16 says, and other sheep I have. Verse 14 says, I am the Good Shepherd. The Lord did not say, I am the only shepherd when he introduced this message to us. He says, I am the Good Shepherd. And he says he knows his sheep. But the sheep must also know him. And he says, I lay down my life for the sheep. And then he introduces the other sheep. What is this other sheep? Who is this other sheep? But then he says, this other sheep are not of this fold. So the Lord has something in his message when he started by saying, there is a fold for which I lay my life down. I give everything. I lay down my life for the sheep. If he says this fold, then he says there is other sheep that is not of this fold. But them also I must bring, not may, not a choice, but it is the will of the Father in heaven, I must bring, and they shall hear my voice. So, I must bring represents the will of God, they shall hear my voice is the promise that we all have received as the seeds of God. We shall receive his voice, we shall obey, trust and hear his voice. And only then the Lord says, after they hear my voice, which is to trust, obey and do my word, only then there shall be one fold, one shepherd. May the name of the Lord is glorified in all our lives today. The Lord himself separated and the Lord himself united. Very similar to how the kingdom of Israel was divided for the beautiful work of the Lord to be carried out in different times with different kingdoms in parallel, kingdom of Judah, kingdom of Israel. But the time comes when the Lord was crucified, they called him King of the Jews. And he has a name, the Lion of Judah. He is the one who will unite the kingdoms, and he is the one who is uniting the bride, assembling his congregation. He is the one who is gathering his wheat. He is the one who is gathering his ministries, because there is only one ministry, the ministry of Jesus Christ. There is only one shepherd, the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. There is only one God, one true living God. The Word was God, and he is the Word of God, and he is the image of God. And now the Lord says, there is this other sheep which are not of this fold, but I must also bring them. They shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold. There shall be one fold should remind us, let there be light. If the Lord said, let there be light, and there is light. If the Lord says, there shall be one fold, there shall be one fold, because there is only one fold and one shepherd. Because there is only one word. And now the parts of the word represents the folds, like how the single piece of that garment was folded in multiple forms in a way that it can be kept or it can be made as a different shape. Now, this is how the Gospel of John presents the message of the Good Shepherd and onefold. But if we all turn our scriptures to the book of Hebrews, verse 9, verse 9, book of Hebrews, chapter 1, "Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity, therefore God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands." Imagine the Lord himself is using his mighty, powerful hand to make all these things, because these are all the Lord's works, the works of his hands. And the Lord says, whatever the Lord has made for his glory, it stays forever. But whatever the men make for himself, it perishes. Verse 11 says, "They shall perish, but thou remainest. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Verse 10 says, "The Lord in the beginning has laid the foundation of the earth." Praise the Lord. "And the heavens are the works of thine hands." Praise the Lord. "They shall perish." What? Why they shall perish, which are made by the Lord, the very works of his hands? But the message that is given to all of us in verse 11 is, "They shall perish, but thou remainest." He is the absolute, amen, not his creation. The creator is the absolute. The one who folds that cloth is the absolute, not the cloth, not the fold. Is the one who prepared that cloth and the one who folded the cloth or the paper or whatever that we are keeping, you know, in our heart as an example. And he says, "They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment." All those things shall wax old as doth the garment, and as a vesture shall thou fold them up. Thank you, Lord. Verse 12, "And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up," like a piece of cloth, like a fine linen, a soft material, a paper or a garment. "He can fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and thy years shall not fail." Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hebrew 1, John 10. "Indeed, the words of the Lord are full of life, restoration, and joy." It speaks to a heart so plainly, but yet beautifully. In the book of John, the Lord says, "I will give my life for my sheep, but there is also this other sheep, which I also must bring. And in order for me to bring them to this fold, to make them as one fold, I must bring," that is the will of the Father in heaven, "and they shall hear my voice," that is their work that they must do to deny themselves, humble themselves, to trust in him, to obey his word, and to follow him, and to do his commandments. "Then there shall be one fold, one shepherd," which means the Lord says, if they do not hear my voice, there shall be multiple folds and multiple shepherds. But in God's kingdom, there is only one fold, one shepherd. Amen. Now, Mark chapter 10. Gospel of Mark chapter 10, verse 27. The Lord is teaching here in another example. He says, verse 27, and Jesus looking upon them saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God, for with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee, Lord. Don't forget us, O Lord. We have given up everything and we are following you. Peter is trying to remind the Lord the sacrifices that he has made for the Lord. As if the Lord has forgotten, as if the Lord could not see. No, Peter was trying to get the Lord's attention to remind him of the sacrifices that he has made and all the disciples has made, so that he could expect an answer from him, an answer of mercy, an answer of promise or a blessing. No, but the Lord responds. Jesus answered and said in verse 29, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's. Amen. He says, verily I say unto you, there is no man, there is absolutely no one who has left his own house, his own brethren, own sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands for my sake, not for his sake, not for anyone's sake, not for any other intent, but for my will and the gospel, the word of the Lord, the ministry of redemption, the ministry of reconciliation. The Lord says, he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands with persecutions, and in the world to come, eternal life. My precious dear brethren, verse 29, verse 30, the word persecution was not mentioned in the previous verse. Instead, it was mentioned as for my sake and the gospel's. Whereas in verse 30, the word persecutions is introduced instead of my sake and the word the gospel's. And instead of the word the land, here it is written, in the world to come eternal life. For he is our promised land, he is our blessed rest, and he is the one who gives us the eternal life. And verse 31, he says, but many that are first shall be the last, and the last first. Hallelujah. When I finished folding my cloth, I realized that my last fold was the first, and the first fold of my shirt was the last. And that came to my heart when I reflected this verse, you know, while I was meditating. So Hebrew 1, Mark 10, John 10. We thank the Lord for helping all of us, guiding all of us, as he's assembling us as one bride, one fold, in the mighty hand of him. I pray the Lord guide us as we continue to meditate in his word. The Lord will teach us and bless us. God bless you all. Shalom. By the grace of God, we shall meet again in his appointed time. Amen and amen.